I'd like to thank our sponsor, Brandon Moyer of Made to Be Clean Cleaning Services. They use low toxic cleaning solutions to make your home or office clean and healthy. Made to Be Clean, your hive, our purpose. 484-509-7197. Hello, this is Brad Wiseman, and you're listening to Real Estate and You. We're back in the studio, and we have all kinds of good information for you. There are a lot of things changing over the market in the last couple weeks, and you know, when that happens, we like to bring in our good old friend Pete Heim to go through the numbers, and hopefully we won't put you to sleep. I'm hoping that you can, you know, stay awake while we're going through the numbers for real estate. Hi, Pete. No, you're not supposed to sleep. We're worried about the listeners sleeping. So, but no, things are happening. I mean, it is an interesting market.
Yes,
because
it is.
Things are starting to equalize a little bit. I think things are starting to, we're starting to see a little bit of light at the end of the tunnel, and it's not a train. Thank God.
Exactly right.
So yeah, you were promising me to do a bunch of numbers, and we're going to get into that.
Yeah.
But I want to bring up something. Last week, we saw something happen that we've been talking about for a long, long time. Mm-hmm. And what it was is that we always say that the interest rate, the mortgage interest rate,
yeah,
does not follow in tandem with the Fed rate.
That's right.
So what happened last week was what? What happened?
Well, they raised it 0.25? Right. It was 25 points.
Yep. That's 25 points. Yep.
And then what happened?
That was the Fed rate that was raised.
That was the Fed rate. Right. Yeah. I'm just pulling up the...
And you know what happened? The interest rates for mortgages, they went down.
Yes, they did.
They went down. We've been trying to tell people that. And I think I can't tell you how many times I've heard realtors say to their clients, oh, well, the Fed rate's going up. So there goes another half a point going up in their interest rate. That's not true.
It's fake news.
Does it follow it sometimes? Yes.
Right.
But it is not something that as soon as they add 0.5 to the Fed rate, it does not always add 0.5 to the mortgage rate.
Boom.
Boom.
Fed rate, guys. Fed rate, think inflation.
Yep.
The Fed rate raises it to grow up and grab inflation.
Yep.
It's still not where they want it.
It's short-term
money.
It's short-term money.
Thank you.
Yeah. It's the money that banks make or use in a 24-hour period, believe it or not.
Right. Exactly. Yep. And it's not the sky is falling.
No.
For interest rates to have gone down is pretty telling. And it just shows you that it doesn't follow the Fed. It shows the 10-year Treasury.
Exactly.
So it came down too.
It did come down.
I don't know why.
Yeah.
But you know, we're not experts.
So the sky's not falling, just the rates are.
The rates are.
Yeah. There we go.
And unfortunately the inventory is too.
Yeah. Right away you gotta piss on my parade.
That's right.
Unbelievable.
There's a lot more falling, like my cell phone. That fell.
Yeah, look at that. Fisher Price thing you got there. So that it's just amazing that happened. And it was great because as soon as it happened, I was like, there it is. Mm-hmm. It happened. So I said, well, you have a bunch of the numbers for me.
Yes, sir.
You know, I think it's great. Rates are definitely, they're volatile yet. But I think the trend that we're seeing overall is away from 7%, away from 7.5%.
Yeah.
So that's good.
Yeah.
That's good. So what else you got for me?
Did you look to see what the appreciation rate came in for 2022?
No, I did not.
What was it? Oh, I did.
You did. Of course you did. You're the numbers guy.
I know you rely on that. Every,
of course.
Every month with me.
What was it?
8.96452.
That's year over year. How does that work?
That's year over year.
Year over year. So
I predicted 7.
Mm-hmm.
Toward the end of the year, I think all the Fannies and Freddies were predicting doom and gloom.
They were.
Weren't they?
Well, not all of them. Remember, there was a weird graph there.
Oh, there was a big one at 12.3 or something.
One was way down in the red, and there were some in the blue, and it equaled out to like 0.03
exactly.
Something like that. Yeah, yeah, it was like something weird.
Well, and then the predictions, though, are the other thing we got to watch. They're predicting now 2023 to be a lot lower.
Oh, interesting.
They are. But
which is okay.
You know what? This is, and again, people, this is local. This is Berks County.
Yeah.
National... I'm not sure what national came in at because I didn't really look at it yet, but it probably came in around the 7 mark, I'm guessing. Yeah.
You said that what's interesting is that our local numbers have been very close to the national numbers.
They are. It's weird.
But I don't know if it's always been like that.
No, it hasn't. But, you know, if you take the poorest areas and then you take the richest areas and you average it all out, you know, we're above average far as pricing and, you know, cost of living and, you know, taxes and all that kind of stuff.
We're kind of like, if you look at it in Berks County, we're kind of like the nation in one county. We have.
We are.
We're very diverse culturally.
Yeah.
We're very diverse income wise.
Yep.
We're very diverse in just the way our land is and how people live.
Yep.
It's a very diverse area. It's almost like the little melting pot of this of the country.
That's a great way to explain it because we have a small city.
Yeah, we do.
We've got farms.
Yep.
You know, we've got and everything in between, suburbs and developments.
Yep.
And,
it's pretty interesting. We have a lake.
We have a lake.
We have a lake.
We have a few. A
few lakes. Yeah, absolutely.
We have a few.
Yep. But, we have a pagoda too.
And not
many people have pagodas. That's right. That's very different.
Go to Japan maybe, but not here.
Not here. Uh-uh. Not here. We have our own. We have our own pagoda. So
so this is what we did.
So what do you got number one?
Remember I said I was going to go back 10 years.
You did say that.
I was going to analyze every year.
Yeah.
Here it is. You ready?
Yeah. You used to see the spreadsheet. It's amazing.
It's really
very
high tech.
Yeah, very high tech.
It's totally, I'm embarrassed.
It almost looks like a yellow piece of paper.
Yeah.
Go ahead. So what do you got?
Hey, all you guys that are like right around my age, yellow pad, right?
Yellow pad.
Gotcha.
I love the yellow pad.
Yeah. But 2013, you ready?
Yeah.
All I did was I checked, these are annuals, okay, as far as number of listings. So listen to this. In 2013, the number of listings that were taken in the Bright system.
Yeah.
Or no, the Berks County. I'm sorry. This is Berks County.
Yeah.
6,875. That's for the year.
For the year.
For the year.
Okay.
And 2,588 of those sold.
Wow.
This is how much this has changed.
Yeah. Wow.
Okay. The average, you ready? Average sale price, $160,183. In 2013, guys, it's 10 years ago.
Yeah. That's interesting. Now, here's the thing. Looking at time, let's go 2 years at a time.
Okay, so from 2013 to 14, it was 6,875. The next year is 14 was 6,859. Same number of listings.
Okay,
but instead of sales, there was 3,993, almost 4,000.
Wow,
where there was 2,500 the year before.
Got it.
Right, average price went from 160 and change and to 160 and a little bit more change.
Not much movement though.
1.33% appreciation rate that year.
Wow.
72 days on the market.
What was 2000? Let's go to 2000.
Well, let's do it this way.
Yeah.
2013, 6,875 listings. And then the next year, 6,859. 2015, 7,132.
Wow. It really went up. Inventory is just going up.
Listen to this. 2016, 6,669.
Okay.
17 was 6,662.
Okay.
Same year.
So it's all around the 6,600.
Yeah. 18 was 6,366. 19 was 6,449. See where this is going?
Oh, okay, wow.
Here we go. You ready? 2021, 5,984.
Okay.
And 2022, 5,301.
That's the amount of listings.
This is an annual listings taken.
But, okay, now, what were the sales?
So the sales went from...
Because that has a lot to do with it.
Yeah.
Because even if your amount of listings you took or that were taken dropped, and the amount that sold went up...
Well,
that's definitely a recipe for appreciation.
Exactly.
Right.
Sales were 4,877 last year.
Wow.
That's less than 400 gap.
Oh my God.
For the year.
And what did you say was in 2013, the gap?
Well, it's a 4,300 home gap. This year it was 400.
That's crazy.
Not quite 400.
No, that's the thing that's funny about it. That's incredible.
That's annual.
That's incredible.
That's not a month.
That's annual.
That's annual.
Wow.
So here again, we're at 10%, dude. We're at 10%.
Yeah. It seems like the amount of listings per year.
Yeah.
It really is not that far off.
It's not.
But when did the actual major increase happen in the amount of sales per year? Like where does that start to really go off?
I think it was 16. Because 2016 had 6,669 listings and 5,025 sales.
Okay.
So that's 1,600.
Yeah.
And then it went lower. In 2017, there was a 1,400 homes
so
less.
It keeps.
It was going like this.
Yes.
And then 63 to 5,200.
Wow.
64 to 5,400. See what I mean?
Yeah. It keeps. So we have, it's not that the supply is as much.
No, the squeeze.
It's the amount of people buying.
Yeah, it was the sales related, more sales related to the number of listings taken.
That is incredible. Yeah. I never realized that.
Yeah. This is telling, isn't it?
I thought that we were at, let's just say we were at 7,000 listings in a year or whatever, 6,500 listings in a year. And now we're down to 3,500.
Yeah.
That's not the case.
That's not the case.
The case is that we have a lot more people looking to buy. Mm-hmm. That's interesting.
That's only a 400 home gap for the year, dude.
What do you think of that, Hugo?
That's crazy.
What do you think? Is that what you thought?
I think so, too.
It is? Yeah. You think so?
Yeah.
I agree. Yeah.
Crazy, right?
So then the pricing is from 2013 to 2022, it's over $100,000.
Wow. An increase.
Because we had $264,000 in average sale price last year.
Wow. And it's going to go up. It's probably still going to. It's probably still going to
160.
Wow. It's amazing.
Yeah. So the big jump really went from. Really, from 2019 to 2020, 189 to 211.
Well, that's right after COVID,
and then 211 right during to 240. COVID.
Well, it was right after the after we got back into business.
Yep.
After we got back into business, it just went. It went nuts.
It went bananas.
Yeah, it went nuts.
And then, so let's go. Then days on market in 13 was it was 72 days. And
2013.
14. Okay. Get this, was 111.
Oh my gosh.
2015 was 106. Last year was 20.
Oh my gosh, that's crazy, right?
Yep. And then absorption.
Yeah, it's like
2013. What do you think?
Absorption rate? 6 months.
Nope, not quite. 3.64.
Okay.
You're going back.
I'm going back further.
Your head's in 08 and 09.
Yeah.
This is 13. In 14, it then went to 3.
And let's remind people, this is the amount of months of inventory that we have. Yeah. How long it would take to chew up the inventory you have at that moment. Yes.
Right. No new listings at that point.
Yep.
And then went from 3.05, 2015 was 2.75. Get this, 0.88 in 2021. Here you go, everybody. Listen, though.
Is this a drum roll?
Listen. 0.88 in 21. In 22, 0.99.
That's when it started in reverse.
It's but
that's
slight.
Is that in months? What is that rate?
That 0.99 is 0.99 of a month. It's a month, okay. Basically.
Yeah.
So,
a month.
So basically what that means is that it would take 1 month mm-hmm. to chew up the inventory that we currently have at that moment.
And look how close that is to the days on market.
Yeah.
Days on market's 20.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Which is per around 0.8.
Absorption rate's 30.
0.7, yeah. Yeah, right.
So in 10 extra days, your inventory's gone.
Yeah. That's why it's upsetting when you see only, 100 listings in a month come on the market or something like that. It's tough. Nuts.
So I gotta tell you guys, and this is why the fake news thing is so stupid. Because listen to this.
Is fake news ever not stupid?
No, but this is why it's stupid.
In our case,
the average days on market in 2020, we all hit in March 2020, right?
Yep.
Was 43 days. This is a COVID pandemic year. Okay. Get these. Now here's the, listen to the days on market in the COVID months.
Oh, it's
March was 51 days on the market. April, and we can remember it really
I remember April, we were locked up.
46. Get this one. May, 87.
Wow.
June, 58.
And now it starts to go down.
July, 51. August 36.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's because we started opening up.
Yeah, we started opening up.
Opening up. Well, you can't sell a house if you can't see it.
And get this absorption rate, Brad.
Yeah.
It was 1.36 that year.
Wow. Well,
this is COVID year, the shutdown.
Yeah.
July was 1.7. And then August?
It went back.
0.9.
Yeah, it went down. Well, that's because that's when stuff really started to free up a little bit.
That's basically.
I mean, April, May, we were locked down. I mean, we weren't allowed to leave. Yep. We were doing virtual showings.
Virtual showings. I still had that picture of Lorena at a car in the parking lot.
Oh, my God, crazy. With a spacesuit on.
Standing back from the window.
She's on a spacesuit on.
Piece of paper.
Yeah, mashed up, goggles on, rubber gloves.
So messed up.
Looks like somebody's getting an exam.
Yeah, we're looking back on that now.
And thinking, oh, my gosh, never again.
What were we doing?
Never again. Really? Don't put a mask on me. All right. All right. So one of the things that was interesting, I just saw it was on Keeping Current Matters, which we love this. It's a great website. I do pay to have this information so I can announce it. It says this was interesting. With a 6% rate instead of a 7% rate, buyers pay about $2,700 less every year on their mortgage.
Yeah.
So that's amazing.
A year.
I'm sorry, not a month. A year. As a result, owning a home becomes affordable to about 1.4 million more renters and 4.3 million more homeowners.
Yeah.
So that 1 point spread.
Yes.
Means a huge. It's a big deal.
Right.
Huge deal. Yeah. You know, we were like, oh, you know, well, what's the big deal? That's a big deal.
That's a big deal. But you know what, Bright? Did you see the thing Bright just put out?
No, what did they put out?
Okay. This one little stat in the fourth quarter of 2021, if you had a price of 350 on a house, the interest rate was 3.07.
Yeah.
Right? That monthly payment was 1414.
Okay.
And your income you needed to qualify for that was 60,600.
Okay.
A year later.
Yeah.
Quarter four, 2022, that house is now 360.
Okay.
6.66% is okay. Where we were.
Okay.
Right? $2,184 a month.
Uh-huh.
You need 93,000.
Wait, so what was the first amount per month on the
1414?
1414. That was now at what percent rate?
3%.
Okay.
And then at 6.6, 2184.
Wow.
You need 93,600 to qualify for that loan.
Wow.
But here's that fell right into your point you just said.
Mm-hmm.
With the interest rate drop now.
Yep.
It took it under six now.
Yep.
And so, yeah, that just opened it up because we are 5.6. We can get it. I know we've seen programs at 5.3 today.
Yeah, and what's so, funny, that's also proves my point of I always say that the interest rate increase does not change the fact that you qualify to buy a home. It changes the home that you qualify to buy.
That's it. You're not out of 360.
You're still qualified to buy a house.
Yeah.
Your credit, your port's okay. Your income is good. All those things. The only thing that changed is your price range.
Yep.
You know, it's going to change. The problem is that when you have an appreciating market, your price range, when the rate's going up, your price range is getting worse and worse.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's the problem.
That's it.
And that's the only thing that's a little different in this market than it's been in a long time is that typically the prices of homes come down when we go through these situations. But this time the prices are staying pretty level. Some going up, but we're also seeing some coming down too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's absolutely amazing. So I think that's it. That's all we have time for, man.
Okay, man.
We're going to have to get the heck out of here.
Okay, good.
Because Hugo's going to kick us out soon.
Yeah, I'm hungry.
Yeah,
you're hungry.
I can tell. He's over there licking his chops and everything. But, well, Hugo was away for a little bit. He went back to home for a little bit, and he was seeing family in Guatemala, and we're glad he's back. And back to work. Show couldn't go on without him. Yeah, it was terrible. All right, that's about it. So thank you so much for listening again. That was Pete Heim there. Help me out with numbers. Woo-hoo. And there's a lot of things happening in this market. We are seeing some balancing going on. And I got to say, there's no doom and gloom here. This is all good. It's all going to be okay. Find the house you want. Buy the house you want. We can find the rate later, hopefully. And if not, you know what? It's still okay.
Yeah.
It's all right. Good. All right. Thank you so much. See you next Thursday. Are your kitchen and bathroom way overdue for a remodel? Well, I got the guy for you. Call John Sellers at First Response Contracting, 484-256-7136. Both residential and commercial services, and he's licensed and insured. Call him at 484-256-7136, First Response Contracting.